Good morning, 910 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Friday. And it's time to talk with the folks from Sun Group here this morning. We're joined in studio by Keith and Gabriella. Hey, good to have you here in studio. You know, sometimes we just get to do it on the phone, so I'm glad that we get to talk to you.
Yeah, it has been a while. And yeah, it's great to come in and just sit down in the studio and actually do something. So cool.
Absolutely. So hey, lots going on auction wise, I know. So you guys are busy with, always busy with something, it seems like. So what do we have going on?
Well, we've got some auctions that are coming up that we're going to be doing some live auctions. Also, we've got some online auctions. We actually have one going on right now, some farmland. So if you want to check that out, we've got 156 acres. Again, that's farmland. Also, we've got some other auctions that we're putting together. Some of those auctions I've talked about on here before, some live hybrid kind of auctions where we'll do those live, but also they'll be also online as well. So I got some of those coming up. We're working on some personal property auctions. Looks like November is going to be a pretty busy month for us as we're getting some things scheduled there. And so, yeah, don't look like we're going to be slowing down anytime soon. So, and I think we've got some, Gabby, isn't that right? I think we're even into December, too, as well. So, anyways, yeah, just stay tuned there, and we'll keep you updated on things. Also, you know, feel free to get on our website and check those things out. You can always keep up to what we're doing on there, sungrouprealestate.com. And look at, you know, anything from residential to our land listings, upcoming auctions, personal property and all that. And it's a pretty easy website to navigate around. So you just go in there and pick whatever you're interested in looking at, whether auctions, residential. You know, like I said, you can do that and it'll get you around. You can also download our Sun Group Real Estate app as well. And that's another way to kind of keep up with the auctions and all that good stuff. So,
hey, that is really good to know. And exciting time, you know, as we are into fall and the weather's a little nicer, you know, we're not as worried about, you know, sweating all that much and some of these outdoor auctions and that sort of thing. So that is great. I know your calendar is filling up, but always happy to add to it.
Yeah, and that's a good point. We're like to, you know, when you get into August, you know, you kind of want to slow down a little bit if you can push some of them auctions out just because, like you just said, it gets so hot. So now, you know, you're in that time of year where it's nice and cool. And but then also you got to be looking, you know, when you get into December, it gets a little too cold. And even though we do them in December, you got to be careful that time of the year because, you know, weather can get nasty then too. So.
Absolutely. Well, hey, want to talk a little bit about, you know, for folks who might want to know maybe more about an auction, maybe see if it might be a good fit for them and some of the terms that we should kind of be knowing as well. So you want to go into that just a little bit?
Yeah, I will. And, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that knows a lot about auctions and been to many auctions, but there's also a lot that has not. Because I get questioned about those quite a bit. And, you know, one of the questions recently was, is your auction, is it a public auction? And, you know, absolutely. They're for the public. And so it's just a matter of you showing up and deciding on what you want to bid on. And what you may be interested in. Now, as far as once you get there to an auction, you know, what do you do? Well, you would first want to go to the cashier's table and get yourself registered. We sell by number at our auction, so you'd want to bring a valid photo ID. And then you would talk with the girls over there. They would get you signed up, get you a number. And you'd be good to go. I think one of the things that is important that you'd mentioned too is the terms of the sale. That's kind of key, and that's kind of what I wanted to own in a little bit on. Just paying attention to what the terms are as far as what's the situation with the auctions. Is it a cash or check only auction? You know, as far as removal date, how long do you have to remove something off the property? Those are all pretty big things, you know. Some auctions you need to get things off right away. and get them out of there. And others, you may have plenty of time, weeks, you know, down the road before you have to do that kind of thing. So depending on what you get, depending on what you have to move, and I say those things because a lot of times those things can be moved out of there pretty quick. But someone buys maybe a big shed, for example, you know, and there's going to be some work involved in getting all that moved around and stuff. So
well, yeah, and then you know, sometimes you might go somewhere not expecting to buy something big, and then the deal's too good to pass up, and then you got to go back get your truck,
yes,
or trailer or something like that.
Exactly. So keep mindful and check in if you hadn't seen or no one, you haven't heard anyone talk about when that removal date is, because that's very important. And sometimes people, it's not that someone's just being tough and maybe they want it gone in 2 days. It may be because they're closing on that property in a couple days. And because we do a lot of auctions where someone's moving off of that property and they're getting rid of all their stuff. So it may be the fact that that's going to change ownership, you know, within the next couple days after that auction. So, yeah, another, like I said, big important one there to check on. You know, again, what the other thing is cash or check. You know, you want to make sure that whatever auction you're going to, or can you use your debit card? You don't want to waste your time getting all the way out to an auction and have plans on you know, spending your day there and come to find out that, you know, that they won't accept a credit card or, you know, whatever that may be. So, you know, just real make sure you go over those terms. Most sell bills that you'll come across, or if you're even online on a website looking, we'll have a place where there is terms, and then you can look at it there. Also, you know, because some of these auctions, you guys have buyer's premiums even. You won't see that at our auction, but it does exist. And so that's a kind of a big one, because you don't want to get to the end of the auction and find out, you know, that there's been an additional 10% added onto everything that you bought. So, yeah, that's just another good one to keep in mind, too. So
the other thing that some people may, if they haven't bid on an auction, they might have something that's like two times your bid. You might end up buying, you know, two or three or more of something. And if you didn't catch that, you might not realize that, hey, you ended up buying like five things.
Yeah, exactly. So, you're right. You need to know how the auctioneer is selling those things, because there's different ways of selling it. Maybe we're going to be selling that in individual items or individual basis, or there might be a time where we're selling five or six of those things. There also, we do options, so I can give an example of like when we're selling something out of flats, you know, there may be five or six flats, you know, that we're offering, or maybe even garden tools, or, you know, it's kind of hard to say what it may be, but maybe we're offering a choice of it. And a choice would be anything that we have in front of us. Usually we use some sticks that kind of put a marker between what we're selling. And what we'll do is offer that by choice. You can take one if you want, or you can take as many as you want. That's what it's offered up. Now, that might mean if you're interested in something, you want to be the winning bidder, because that person ahead of you may take everything. So something to keep in mind whenever you hear someone doing choice. So there's different ways of selling things. I think the biggest thing is just making sure that you're paying attention to what's going on. Know the terms. There's also too, I know all when I do my opening announcements before an auction, you know, I always kind of go over all those terms again. Then also, too, you know, I like to kind of give the order of the sell. You know, generally we sell things, you know, certain things at certain times. So if someone says, you know, when's vehicle's going to sell or something, and usually we kind of know what we're going to be shooting for as far as timeline on that, and we'll get as close as we can to it depending on, you know, kind of where we're at in the auction. So usually, you know, if we're going to sell something at noon, you know, we want to be right there at noon or real close to it. So that's, again, you know, just some things to just kind of be mindful to, I guess, when you go to these auctions, because, you know, the last thing you want to do is show up and, like I said, not understand what's going on. We've had that happen too. So Just kind of be mindful of what you're doing.
Sure. And the other thing you mentioned was, you know, getting a number when you first get there. Do you guys have people put like some money down on that? Because I know some auctions, they might pay, make you pay $25 and then you get it back if you don't bid on anything, or, you know, they'll subtract it from whatever you buy. Is that something that you guys do at all?
Yeah, good question. No, we don't do that. So whenever you show up there, you'll just be able to get your number. And whatever you're bidding on, again, because at our auctions, I don't do buyer's premiums, but there are those that do. But so you'll basically, and on that card, when you get that number, you'll have a space down there at the bottom where you can actually write what you bought, how much it was for, and you can kind of keep yourself a running total, you know, kind of throughout the auction. So, yeah, no, it's pretty easy. You know, another thing too, so, you know, you can leave the auction too whenever you want. You don't have to stay for the whole thing. So whenever you feel like, you know, you're ready to go, you can. You know, we've run the clerking sheets back and forth, you know, throughout the auction. Pretty much you'll see someone running those sheets back and forth from there to the cashier. And so that, therefore, you know, your items are always coming in, and they'll check too before you check out to make sure that there ain't another page out there with your number on it. So, but anyways, yeah, you can leave whenever you want to also. So, yeah, I think that's kind of pretty much the things you want to watch out for. Whenever you go to an auction, just making sure you understand everything that's going on is very important. And when you get into land auctions too, it's kind of the same thing. You know, you're going to register when you get there, and you're going to go through that same process. But you also want to know the terms of the sale, how that land's going to sell. You know, I mean, maybe in some cases you're just selling one track of land. Or you may be selling something in multiple tracts of land. We've done our last auction, actually. We had that thing in 8 different tracts of land. And those were ranging from, I think, you know, you clear down to 80 acres to maybe 160 some acres. So anyways, different tracts of land. And when I say the tracts, that's just the individual piece of land that we're selling. And we break up something like we did on the last one, because we had about 900 acres that we were going to auction off of farmland, and we weren't going to sell just everything together. It made sense to go ahead and break that up and sell it into different tracts of land. So that's what that means, and we'll go through there. Sometimes that's done differently too. Again, pay attention to what the terms are, find out before you go, because there's all kinds of different ways you can sell that. You can sell that by choice too if you want. You can also go through there individually and sell the tract of land. There gets to be a lot of different, more in-depth ways of selling that kind of stuff. So just make sure that you're aware of all that stuff before you get there, so you don't have no surprises. I think the other thing too, whenever it comes to land, that I would say too, is watch out for how much you got to put down. A lot of the land sales are going to require maybe 10% down after the auction. So if you got to put that down the day of the sale, and then also, you know, you got to bring the rest, of course, to closing. So know when the closing date is. During auctions, they're not contingent upon financing. So when you go to an auction, you need to make sure and have all your finances in order, and have that 10% or whatever it is that's required to have down, because it could be another amount of money. 10% is just sometimes kind of, you see that a lot. So, but just, yeah, just be paying attention to that. And, you know, it's just, you know, just make sure you know what you're getting into before you get there. So,
good stuff. Well, Keith, if folks have maybe questions for you on auctions, or maybe they think they've got some personal property or real estate that they're interested in maybe exploring the possibility of an auction, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys at Sun Group?
Yeah, so my cell phone's the best way to get a hold of me. So that's 316-680-5131 if you have any questions. We're also located there in Fredonia, on the downtown square in the northwest part of the square. So we're real easy to find up there too, if you want to stop in for a sell bill or just to say hi, or if you want to talk about any kind of real estate, auction stuff, whatever. So feel free to stop in. But again, my phone number is 316-680-5131. Also, get on our website and check it out. You can, again, get on there and see all of our land and residential stuff, personal property auctions. Check that out for sure. And if you have any questions on any of that stuff or something, again, just give me a call.
Okay. And anything else we should know as we wrap up here?
I don't think so. I think we're going to keep everyone updated with things. Like I said, we've got some pretty exciting stuff coming up for auctions and some land coming up. We got some we're getting ready to put on the market. So we'll talk about more of those when they get closer here soon. But anyways, yeah, just be kind of looking out for them things. Be looking for the sale bills if you're out there in a restaurant or wherever you may be. You know, we'll be looking for the sale bills. And yeah, if you have, like I said, questions, just let me know.
Okay, well, fantastic. Well, Keith, it's great to see you here in studio, and don't be a stranger by any means. Next time you're in the area, you stop on by. We always like seeing you guys.
Absolutely. So. Thank you, James.
All right, you take care. That is Keith Boma of Sun Group here on the Mighty 690. We get to talk with him each and every Friday at 9:10, and we got more open land on the way here on KGGF.